I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A woman shared an incredible story on her Instagram page about her dad and his dying wish. She wrote about how her dad worked multiple jobs while raising her, from working in an auto shop as a painter to becoming a police officer. And he built a small art studio in their home with dreams of being an artist when he retired. And he just, all he ever did was complete a single painting in that studio, which is an image of Sting, the singer Sting, copied from an album cover. He was later diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, which became so severe that he couldn't even hold a paintbrush.
He finally got his art studio, and he was only able to make one painting.
Yeah. He was later diagnosed, like I said, with MS. That's why that happened. And she came across the painting when they were going through her father's possessions in his final days. And she asked him what he wanted her to do with the painting. He said, quote, "Give it to Sting." Now, everybody thought he was joking, but then she realized, no, he's serious. And her post ended up getting shared a lot, and eventually it came to the attention of Sting's daughter, Mickey Sumner, who got in touch with the woman to help grant the man's wish.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Yeah, apparently she got on the Instagram and said, yeah, I'll make it happen. She says, I'm working on it. And that's really cool.
That is cool. The fact that if he knows that Sting at least gets to see the painting and has it for a little bit, I don't know.
If closure and yeah. Just like kind of a nice moment. The fact that even Sting is aware of it, I think, is got to feel good. You make an incredible, and the painting is really nice.
Yeah, it's a good painting.
Now, if you're Sting, I would hang that up.
I would.
You know what I mean?
I mean, especially if you're Sting, you got a big enough place, you probably can find some place for it. I would.
And it's not like it's not a bad painting. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, put it in the garage or put it in the closet. It's a really nice piece. I don't know how Sting's house looks. I mean, I haven't been invited there despite my efforts. But if it makes sense in the house, I would put it up somewhere. And the backstory is, someone's like, hey, why do you have a painting of yourself? Well, let me tell you the story.
Yeah, it's a great backstory, especially that is the only painting he could ever do.
It would have been weird, though, if it turned out the wrestler's thing thought it was for him. He's like, oh, I'll take it. And then they're like, no, not you. The other Sting.
Sorry, wrong Sting.
Come on, man. It doesn't even look like you. But I'll hang it up.
Speaking of Sting,
not the wrestler's thing.
No, not the wrestler. No, we're,
oh,
we're
okay,
not.
Okay,
no,
okay,
we're
okay.
Not
we're not dwelling on wrestler
the
Steve.
Wrestler Sting.
Or Sting.
Both Steve and I watched the documentary Have a Good Trip, and Sting is definitely featured prominently in this documentary.
He's the first story, really, when they set the stage, and it's like, oh, here's a documentary about celebrities that have done psychedelic trips, whether it be mushrooms, peyote, acid, DMT, ayahuasca.
Yeah.
And then they start saying, okay, now we're going to go into the world of these celebrities sharing these stories. And his was the first, and they animated his story, and it was cool.
Yeah, and his story is pretty crazy. It's about the first time that he ever tried peyote.
I live on a farm down in England. I took it at 11 a.m. On the way back to the main house, I started to get this feeling, and everything was coming alive, and the grass starts talking to me. And very quickly, I entered this psychedelic realm. The trees are waving kind of musically at me. And I go past the farm. A guy who runs my farm called John, who hails me over very urgently. I need your help. I said, John, I'm actually busy. He says, no, you've got to help me. I said, well, what is it? He said, well, one of the cows is having a problem birthing, and I need your help, because without your help, she'll die. As he's speaking, I'm getting more and more high. So we wrap some rope around the steer's forelegs and snout, and my job is to pull. And we're getting covered in all kinds of amniotic fluid and stuff. It's like pulling in a whale on a fishing boat. And I'm getting higher. And we eventually get the steer out. His mother breathes a sigh of relief. And for me, the entire universe is cracked open. It was like the meaning of life.
It was trippy, man, because they, you know, he's got the fluid, which is all rainbow colored in the cartoon drawing. And
the cartoon drawing is so great. Like, if you watch the trailer for Have a Good Trip, you'll see the Sting cartoon is really great. Like, it's just, it's cute.
Aww.
Yeah. And then the trees start talking to him and the grass talking to him. It's ridiculous. I think I'd be tripped out sober if someone's like, you got to help me get this baby calf.
Yeah, I would need to be drugged in order to even help in that process.
I don't know if I could handle it on a hallucinogenic.
How about Sting's got a farm, but he's got a guy to run it for him? That's pretty, like, you know, that's how I want my life to be. Like, there are things I wouldn't mind having if somebody else could run them for me.
What the hell do you want a farm for?
Well, I don't want a farm necessarily, but anything. Like, certain things I do want, but it's like, oh, that's too much work. But if you can get someone to run it for you, oh, well, that's a whole different story.
Like, I'm trying to think of, like, what would I want to have in my farm?
Oh, I would love a game store, but I don't want to run it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's,
yeah.
But he's got a guy to run. He probably thought, oh, a farm would be nice to go out there once in a while and maybe chop a weed or two. Then you're done because you turn it over to the guy in charge.
I bet Steve would want something like your own hockey rink or your own wrestling rink, like gym and stuff.
Yeah.
And somebody else can manage it, do all that fun stuff.
I would want my own wrestling gym and have it so that you can also transform it into a venue for small independent wrestling.
Well, there you
gym,
go.
So
but you really don't want to. Do you want to run that?
I mean, no, I want to like be able to like just tell them, hey, I need to be in the matches.
That's
like,
what Sting's doing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't want to like actually like do all the paperwork and make sure everything's taken care of with the insurance and charging people for things.
Sting's a smart man.
Right.
He's got all these things, but he doesn't have to worry. He can just walk out, put some overalls on, and pretend to be a farmer once in a while.
Yeah, it's probably right by my house. No different than his farm. It's probably right by his house.
Yeah.
And just driving over there or like, you know, maybe it's even walking distance.
Yeah.
To be even better. And then it has a bar in it.
Yes.
See, you get to call your own shots.
Right.
This is your joint.
Right. And I don't have to even serve the drinks. But if I want to get behind the bar and serve myself one or two, you know, I'll be one of those bar rescue casualties.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. I mean, I know a lot of my buddies that own game stores for that reason. They just want a place to their own place to play games. They never turn them. I mean, very rarely do I see some of these people turn profits.
No, this would be something where I'm like, just I've won the lottery. I'm ridiculously rich.
Yeah.
I don't care if I'm losing hundreds of thousands of dollars a year because it's just a passion thing.
Yeah.
Because at first I was like trying to think, like, what the hell would I want a farm if I had a farm?
Yeah,
My first thought was corn.
I don't want a farm.
Well, I love corn on the cob.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. And it'd be awesome if every day I could just go out there, grab fresh corn, and just
and
eat
like,
it.
Like, of course, you know.
popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Or our buddy Bob Rivers. I remember when he would take me up to his house in North Bend, and he loved this space he had because he could basically plant stuff, and he had all gardens everywhere. And, of course, he had his bees, and now he's got his honey in Maine, or I should say Vermont. And I'm like, I want nothing. He's stoked about it. Like, I can see that he's got glee in his eyes and he's really happy in his place.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's looking at me going, wouldn't this be great someday for you? And I go, no, this is miserable.
Yeah, you can hear the passion in his voice when he starts talking about maple syrup.
Yeah, I go, I like to eat your maple syrup. It tastes really good, but I do not want to be part of this process at all. Some people have their thing. I don't know what my thing would be. Probably, like I said, a game store. That's about it.
What about you, Danny? You have something, but you don't have to run it.
A pizza place with a huge pizza oven.
One of those wood-fired ones?
Oh, yes.
Oh, forget about it.
And I would just show up every day, and that would be my lunch and dinner.
Can you set it up next to my wrestling gym?
Yes, 100%.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no. He's got to settle up. He's got to set it up next to my game store.
Too late. Well, maybe put the game store right by us.
All right.
It goes hand in hand.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. We would cover a lot of business on that respect.
And we could have comic book theme nights.
I got no problem with that.
And then we deliver the pizza to both wrestling matches and board game nights.
Just post up next to our buddy Ethan HD's comic book shop in Tacoma.
Hell yeah.
Destiny City Comics.
Okay.
Yep.
So he's got the comics. He's a wrestler, so we could use him for that.
Really? You and I don't have to do anything. We already have the guy.
Right.
So we have our dream come true. He'll run it all.
All right, Ethan, you're running everything.
You're
sorry.
Running it all. Sorry, Ethan.
Hate to break it to you, but you're busy now.
Yeah, this is really good job. This is a good job.
Right,
I like
Vicky,
this.
What are you putting next to our...
I think Vicky...
Our mall court of ridiculousness.
Ooh, Vicky, you'd probably work in the comic book store, wouldn't you?
Yeah, see, that'd be pretty cool. But I've always had this dream of having a little mini restaurant that's going to serve...
A little mini, she said.
Little mini. But it's going to be a breakfasty, you can get your sandwiches and coffee, baristas in the morning, and then at night you can have your cocktails, your wine, and then have open mic nights, have, something for the community.
To go to Vicky's restaurant.
Yeah.
A smorgasbord of stuff.
Yeah, homemade food.
Bikini baristas?
I mean, on certain nights.
Nice. Oh, you can have theme nights, absolutely. Yeah.
The women exposed their breasts and genitals and licked whipped cream.
I don't know.
Oh, whipped cream, nice.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the restaurant Vicky started. This is her dream, by the way.
All right, fine.
Steve's invaded your dream with his bikini barista.
Yeah, with his fantasy.
I'm just trying to help bring business
He took
in.
My dream. He's got my dream and your dream and Danny's dream. Apparently, Steve's dream is whatever our dream taking him.
Well, these girls can then come on over to the wrestling ring and have whipped cream wrestling matches.
Okay, see?
Nice.
Again.
Rev's in.
Yep. Totally in. I'll referee those
dream?
Ones.
Okay, fine. Don't even bother with the dream, Rev. Apparently, Steve's going to take it.
Well, let's see how we can work it in.
Well, I mean, it'll probably be kind of easy because I was thinking along the lines of virtual reality. So get one of those, even a holodeck type room or the Demolition Man type VR stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Or I guess, that movie about video games and stuff like that. I forgot the name of it right now. But
Ready Player One.
Yeah, that one. So they have all the suits and everything that have the touch sensitivity. Ooh, so you can actually go do all of
Demolition
those
Man
fun
too.
Stuff.
Let's do a little,
a little after hours.
Mm-hmm.
A little upload touch suit. I'll take
Well,
that.
For an extra price and maybe bring your own suit so we don't have to worry about the cleanup or anything.
Oh, yeah, you have to have your own suits. You don't want to rent those babies.
Somebody said they want to put a hobby shop next to our Nerd Kingdom for model trains and remote control cars and planes.
Ooh, and
nice.
Crafts.
And what?
In crafts.
In crafts.
Oh, we got to get a Michael's store next to us?
Yes.
All right.
I want fabric and, knitting stuff.
Comes in handy for making the wrestler's attire.
Exactly.
We got a strip mall.
And championship belts.
And cosplaying.
Right. Oh, man. We got to find a strip mall that's not doing so well because we're taking it over at this point.
We'll call it Bankruptcy Boulevard.
Bankruptcy Boulevard.
Because we're all going to go broke.
Because that's how it's going to go. Okay, yeah.
All right. There you go.
Might only last a year, but it's going to be a blast.
It'll be real fun for a little while.
And we won't run any of it. It might have a chance if we don't run it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only chance it has is we're not going to be in charge of actually day-to-day.
So you guys just need to own a strip mall.
Hey, great minds.
Yeah. It's in Everett. It's practically empty, that old strip mall. Last I remember.
What do you mean, the Everett Mall strip mall? The Everett Mall itself?
Well,
yeah.
The Everett Mall itself, I heard, was getting torn down to put in condos or something.
Oh, no, not the Everett Mall. It's almost a place I wanted to go to.
That was where I spent my teenage years.
We could go down to the Tacoma area. They got the old B&I where the Ivan the Gorilla used to be. There's a lot of open spaces in there.
We get a new gorilla, and then he also is in the main event every weekend.
Ooh.
He can be one of the bikini baristas.
In.
I dig it.
Wow. That's
gorilla
I suppose
bikini.
If you're a fan of her suit, that would be perfect.
Wow.
Well, this is clearly going to make us a lot of money.
Yeah, it surely is. Between you and Vicky, with all your genius ideas, I don't know how it can fail.
We all know what we're going to do post-pandemic.
Oh, is that what we're going to do?
Well, yeah, we got to figure it out.
Yeah, I'm going to probably go away from all of you.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, try to. Yeah.
I'm most excited about Danny's wood-fired pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the best chance of winning, really, because everybody will want that.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Yeah. There is a guy that's got wood-fired pizza in Mercer Island, too, Danny. He's got your dream.
Oh, yeah?
You ought to just maybe kidnap him or something.
All right.
Yeah.
So it's this Perry Avenue Mall in Bremerton. It's going under, and it's large.
Ooh.
And then you can skateboard in Bremerton.
Perfect.
That's great. Yeah.
So it's this guy put a sketchy massage parlor next to your stores.
Oh, there we go.
I'd be disappointed if he didn't.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it really fits. It just fits the whole theme. Because, you know, once the bikini baristas really entice you, you're going to want to
have pizza and then see some whores.
Yes, poetically. As a matter of fact, I think we should just put that on the right on the big sign
pizza
as you're driving
horse.
On the freeway. Have pizza, then see some whores.
Cold beer, hot pizza, and whores.
There we go. Perfect. Well, I don't know if you know this, but a coin flip could actually make you happier in life. Hi, and I will tell you why at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a new study by Stephen Levitt, and if you recognize that name, he was one of the economists at the University of Chicago, the author of Freakonomics, one of the authors of that. And
I know John Cena, the author of Thugonomics.
Oh, that's a whole different...
Thing. They didn't do any research on this.
And then Freakonomics, of course, was a pretty popular thing, and what Stephen Levitt found out was that when people left major life-changing decisions up to a coin flip, they were happier 6 months later. That's nuts.
So just any kind of decision. Because we did a coin flip to decide on what we were going to eat for dinner for my wife's birthday.
Yeah.
And we ended up not even getting... We had two options, and we ended up going with another option that wasn't even one of the two options.
Oh, wow. That's I don't even know what kind of flip that is.
It's
a table flip.
I'm sure we're like many related couples. We are awful when it comes to deciding on what we're going to eat. And we always have it boiled down to like really just four or five different things. It's like Thai, Indian, sushi, and now Chinese has made its way into the mix. And that's really all we rotate with. So I was like, well, what do you want for your birthday? She's like, we may get sushi on the weekend. Let's decide between Thai and Indian. And we're going back and forth. Let's just flip a coin. So we flip the coin. And of course, tails for Thai.
Yeah.
Tea, and heads for, and it ends on heads. And we're like, okay, we'll get an Indian. And then she's like, I don't know. I'm like, yeah, me either. It's nice out. Maybe it's like, so then we're like, screw it. Let's just get sushi. I'm like, why do we even go through all this?
See that? That's like, that's, you know what, married life, man.
It's the hardest decision to make whenever we want to eat out. What are we going to eat? And we've tried all the tricks. And it's like you second guess those, though.
Well, and maybe, you know, maybe that's the process. You know, maybe the coin flip was a way for you to really realize, oh, I didn't want either one of those. You know, because you really know when the coin flip happens when you go, no, never mind. I really didn't want that.
Right. I was like, okay, we landed on this. Now we're going to get that. And then we both were like, I don't even know if I want either of those.
Oh, I always want Indian.
Yeah.
I wish I was. If it was me, I would have been like, oh, no, there's no coin flip. We're going Indian.
Oh, see, that's how I am with sushi. So when she even just started like teetering on the line of sushi, I'm like, let's just get it.
So every participant came up with a big question, like, should I quit my job? Should I propose?
I'm not flipping a coin over whether or not I should quit a job.
Should I get a tattoo?
At this point, maybe.
That's super permanent, though.
Have you seen my body?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking to the wrong guy.
I guess, if I was BJ, I wouldn't flip a coin on whether I should get my first tattoo.
That's what they're saying.
That's
to
where
do.
I'm at with it. That's my thing.
I think for Steve, it's like, flip a coin, like, do I want a new tattoo or not? But this, I think.
Yeah, like me, Danny, and Vicky, I think you got to the point where, like, you don't really, like, it used to be I'd put a lot of thought and time into making sure I liked the idea of getting that tattoo. Now it's like, if it's on a whim. Screw it. I'll get that one.
Yeah, I think it's big life stuff, by the way, Steve. I don't think this is going to help you with your dinner problems. I'm sorry.
Well, when are they going to figure that one out?
I don't know. But the coin flip apparently works. So what they did is these folks that had these big life decisions, like, you know, jobs and proposing and tattoos, flipped a coin. They committed to doing what the coin decided. Then they checked in with these folks 6 months later. And the coin flippers said they were happier than the people who had the coin flip that told them not to do it. So it's like the flip was either I will or I won't. And the wills, based on the coin flip, were happy. But the ones that got the flip that said don't do it were not happy. So I don't know what the takeaway is here. I don't know if there is one.
I think we just put so much stress on decisions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you just keep factoring in. I mean, in any decision, you're going to be like, well, was that the right decision? I'm thankful that, for the most part, my mind works that once I make a decision, I just go with it. I don't hem and haw, minus dining decisions. That's the one. I don't know why. I think it's because I'm so, like, matter of fact with all of my other decisions in life that the dining decision, for some reason, just gets on my nerves. Like, I just don't want to make that one.
I feel like what I'm getting out of this, because it said that the folks that got the coin flip do it were happier than the coin flips that didn't do it, maybe you should just do it.
Yeah.
You know, is what I'm getting out of it. Is in the long run, if you make the change, you'll be happier. Like, I've known from the brain books I've read that no matter what you do in life, even if all of a sudden you are somebody that has no money, and next thing you know, you're given a pile of money, you are comfortable living with the money that you had, and it's discomforting to have to change your lifestyle, even if it's for the better, because now you got more money. You're going to go through discomfort with a change no matter how good the change is. So just go through it.
And I think also maybe, like, the coin flip removes that whole, you know, regret of, like, I should have listened to my gut, or I should have listened to this. When you look back on it, like, I made the decision, the coin told me what to do, and I'm just sticking with it.
Yeah, there are folks that believe they, have you ever heard the line, jump off a cliff and grow wings on the way down?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's I had a friend, my buddy actually, Satyen, who does a lot of great seminars, and he's now a coach for a lot of, like, you know, big time CEO guys. And part of it is where he says, look, don't analyze. After a while, you're done with analysis. And if something comes up with your new decision, you will be able to make the adjustment, including if you have to stop doing what you just, if you realize, oh, okay, this is not the thing to do. And the guy who I think of, Stephen, you're going to be surprised that I'm going to give this as an example. Because this sounds like
Peter Chris.
No. I'm actually surprised this came to my head. You are such a bad influence on me.
Hulk Hogan, brother.
You're close. You're in the right, you're in the right world.
Wrestling?
Yes. Yeah.
Jake the Snake.
Vince McMahon.
Oh. That's why you don't sneeze around people anymore?
No. You know, I've given him every clue. The XFL.
Oh, okay.
He made the move. I mean, he made the move. I think he realized, look, this was a great idea, but because of what life is thrown at me right now, we're just going to have to cut our losses and no more XFL.
Right.
And I thought, you know, I look at a guy like him thinking, like, man, this was his second shot. He could be so attached to this. He could say, I'm going to make it work no matter what. I've got the money. This is going to work. But I think he realized, even though I did this, looks like the world's telling me, no, I'm not going to do it.
Well, now the rumor is that they're thinking that he's going to try and buy back the XFL from the Delaware bankruptcy court.
You mean like he was pulling a move?
Yeah.
Oh, not having to pay his bills. See, this is what people hate about America.
I know.
If he can pull this off.
There's some rumors that are saying, I get the XFL presidents called some of the venues, including the one in Seattle. Obviously, it would be CenturyLink Field, about reinstating the lease agreements and all that kind of stuff. So some people think it was a cutthroat financial ploy by McMahon to get out of the whole situation during the pandemic and then get it back.
Wow, here I am giving him credit, and he could be just pulling
a shady mother effer.
Okay, well, then I take that back. me takesy backsies.
Well, hell, I mean, if it still inspired you to do something maybe with the right thing in your life, you know, minus the whole corrupt part.
Don't
be corrupt.
I just have to somehow not be corrupt, but do everything else they do. See, that's the problem, is I look at a guy like that and think that guy is a great success, but now I realize maybe he's a great success because he's pulled moves.
Well, I'd imagine there's a lot of people that you could kind of lump into that category.
See, I don't want to be a move puller. I really want to try to be successful in my life and not have to step on people and really, you know, rob Peter to pay Paul, as it were. I just don't want to do that. And that's probably why I'm not a bigger success.
Well, and right now they're dealing with a nightmare of just PR because of that Dark Side of the Ring documentary series on Vice. The last episode of this year was the one on Owen Hart and his tragic death.
Oh, yeah.
When he fell from the rafters of the arena and landed on the ring and died, and they continued the show. Oh. And, you know, and it doesn't paint them in a very pretty light when you start, like, listening to Owen's widow, who is just, like, just detailing everything that happened, just the lack of attention to detail when it came to, like, the type of harness that he was on, and also just how crappy they were about, like, you know, the show must go on mentality. It's like, no, this is a crime scene now. Someone just died. You know, maybe not a crime scene, but you know what I mean. Like,
well, there's an investigation as to what the hell happened. You have that when everybody dies.
A potential crime scene for sure. And you just said, nope, get him out of the ring, and let's continue the show. Wow. It's a hard episode to watch. Even if you don't know anything about wrestling, you'll just be like, how did a company think that this was smart?
And if what you're saying is true about what Vince is trying to do with the XFL, I wonder how many people will be like, wait a second, so you just basically stiffed everybody and you still want us to come and support this?
It's a tough one, man.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is. There's a lot of backlash for a loophole mentality to make money.
Well, in all fairness, maybe he just flipped the coin and said to buy it back.
Oh, yeah. Well, if the coin said buy it back, you can't argue with that.
Dude, it's funny, though. We got some text messages about the whole coin flipping thing. So I flipped the coin yesterday to figure out which blender to buy. I know it's not buying a car or a house, but still a purchase. Reading and watching reviews was getting exhausting, and it's untrustworthy. So why waste my time with that? You're right, man. These days I go online and I read a review and it says the greatest things about something.
Yeah.
So I order it because I'm like, oh, look, okay, it's like 99% of the reviews have been positive. I get it. It's a pile of crap. I'm like, oh, I just fell for a freaking scam.
Yeah, it's hard, man. It is hard to know what's true out there anymore. It really, really is. I mean, you know, the hashtag fake news mentality has got me in a position where I mean, in a way, you know, if you're really doing self-realization and you're doing a lot of inquiry in life and you want to get to that place where you know yourself and you manage your thoughts and, you know, Eastern philosophy, in a way, sitting around with all this fake news has put me in a position where I literally don't know anything. I really can't say I know anything. And people have gotten really mad at me when they've talked to me about big issues. Like, you know, there are some big issues out there that require scientific knowledge in order to be able to say whether something is or isn't true. And I tell them, I go, I really don't know. And they go, how could you not know? Studies have been done. This has been done. I go, I'm not saying.
I always love that. Do your research.
Yeah. I'm saying I'm not saying that something is true or not true. I'm literally saying I don't know. And I go, let's be honest about it. I'm a stupid guy that gives away concert tickets on a show and I talk like a moron. How would I know something complex about a scientific thing affecting a certain situation? How would I know this?
Can we save that for your bio? I'm a stupid guy who gives away concert tickets and talks like a moron on a show.
Yeah, that's all I am.
Just that part.
And so how would I know anything about any major scientific event that's happening in our world today? I literally don't know. I have to, and this is where you'll laugh at this, Steve. Uh-huh. This is where I started understanding religion more and more. I've realized how much faith I have to put in something because I literally don't know. Like, I don't know about science.
Right.
They tell me this is what scientifically is true, but I'm not a scientist. I didn't do the experiments, and I don't have the brain power to know if the experiments were right or wrong anyway, even if I was doing them.
And for all you know, you're going to hear from another scientist that's going to debunk everything that you just heard from the other scientists.
Well, hello. Welcome to
America.
Climate change and the carbon footprint. My God, don't read anything about that from either side, because you'll be like, so what am I supposed to do? Buy a new light bulb or not buy a new light bulb? You don't even know.
So yeah, come join the dark side of professional wrestling, where everything's predetermined.
Yeah, I need
wrestling
that.
Is real. People are fake.
Well, that's what I'm learning from the show, Devs. Everything is predetermined.
Damn straight.
That show's a good show, by the way.
It must be. You're whispering it to me.
Oh, yeah. You
know, a sexy voice.
You know what? I put my sexy voice on. I want to thank Joe Dredd and my buddy Josh for introducing me to that show. I'm late to the party. I think they had their last episode recently on FX, but I'm catching up on Hulu.
I'm distracted.
What happened? What's going on?
And I blame Danny V.
What did Danny do?
He just sent me the new video by Machine Gun Kelly called Bloody Valentine. Because,
oh,
you know.
Gosh. Oh, is that the one that Megan Kelly's supposed to be in?
Or Megan Fox. Yeah. Soon to be probably Megan Kelly.
They're not married yet.
Whoa.
Machine Gun Fox.
There is a Megan Kelly out there, but you're right. I just married them up.
Oh.
Well, I mean, that's the rumor. That's why Brian Austin Green is releasing sad podcasts.
I just love that the video just starts with a statement. Machine Gun Kelly waking up in bed with Megan Fox. Yep. Like, two middle fingers to David Silver right there.
Wow, that is so obvious. I mean, man, that video is proof. You could take that to a court of law at this point.
You know why?
Banging?
Well, I was going to say, you know why he released his statement recently after this came out yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's already got 3 million views, and now I'm adding to it.
Okay, come
on. They're getting kinky in this.
Oh, she's really,
wow, really hot.
She's timeless. Yeah.
My gosh.
Well, I give her credit that, you know what?
I give her credit.
Well, I give her credit because she looks similar. It doesn't look like she's had a lot of work done, which is not easy to do as you get older, to try to look, you know, try to look beautiful, but still not look like you've had work done.
She's the type of hot that just makes you angry.
Yes.
Not like in like you're like, oh, you're so hot. Why are you so hot?
Kind of angry.
She does nothing for me, though. I mean, I know she's a beautiful woman, but she does nothing for me.
Danny and I will just.
You can have your dreams about her. She's just not, you know. She's not my type. That's all.
My literal email to Steve was, plus, why is Megan hot, or Megan Fox so hot? Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're so hot.
Wow. Okay. I mean, you guys need a moment, maybe? A room?
Would you mind?
Yeah. Sure. You know what, guys? We only have so much tissue, as you know, because we're on lockdown. So, jeez. Well, yeah, so the video is out, and Brian Austin Green, I mean, what a world that you've got this whole thing. I mean, it is, I almost think, like, man, you're releasing this video, Machine Gun, and...
It's making a statement. This is his girl now.
It's his girl now.
Yep.
You know what, Danny, I'm with you. I think I don't know if I like him anymore. I used to like him. I don't know if I like him anymore.
I hate him so much.
Yeah.
I respect him.
The sad thing is, too, is I told Steve this the other day. I was like, the song's actually not that bad because it's kind of going like a rock, like pop punk type route.
And I wonder if he's like kind of falling into that world because of the whole The Dirt, him being Tommy Lee. I mean, I think he always had like rock roots as well.
What do you think came first? The video, then the fireworks, or the fireworks, and then I'm going to put you in a video?
Oh, I think the fireworks first and then put her in the video.
See, if I'm Brian Austin Green, I'm pissed about that. You know, I would like to at least... Look, you see what happens with a lot of Hollywood celebrities. They end up, you know, having to be apart from each other. Then they work on a set with somebody else. And, of course, fireworks start sometimes when you're that close for 6 months on a set. And you can understand. But, in other words, if they were messing around long before the video, then you go, well, then you guys are just messing around.
I can't imagine Megan Fox, like, just agreeing to be in a music video where she's, like... getting it on and being all like touchy-feely with Machine Gun Kelly. I mean she's at the point where, I mean, not saying that she's like an A-lister Hollywood movie star, but I don't know if she needs to like be in a music video to pay her bills. You know what I mean?
She's been in a music video before. She did the Love the Way You Lie with Eminem and Rihanna. She was in that with one of the Hobbits.
Oh.
So she's done music videos before.
And what has she done lately besides
Machine
this?
Gun Kelly?
Well, good point. I mean, outside of the Transformers movies, I don't really know much that Megan Fox has done.
I love one texture. Have you seen her thumbs?
Yes. Listen.
Always back to the thumbs.
They did a good job not including the thumbs in the music video.
Well, they did. Like in the old MASH shows with Radar O'Reilly's hand.
Exactly.
They never show the hand and they won't show her thumbs.
Oh, yeah, there's her thumb right there.
Oh, they did.
Look at
her thumbs. As big as the microphone.
Maybe she's gotten work on her thumbs.
Oh, that's what she's had the cosmetic work on. Do you think they have like a thumb tuck? Or thumbectomies, or whatever they call them.
Looks fine.
She's kind of hiding it, though. See what she does, though.
I love that. Like,
she's hiding it, though. She really is.
The world.
She's got those long sleeves, and she's kind of going like that, so only half the thumb sticking out. Look at that.
Not everyone can be as perfect as us.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, me. You know what? I don't got toe thumbs. That's all I got, man. I mean, look. I don't have the life she has, the look she has. So I got to throw some stone somewhere, don't I? Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. Soon to be Megan Kelly. Yeah, she can't use that as a name, can she? Someone's got that already.
Yeah, I think she'll probably stick with just Megan Fox.
What if she says Megan Machine Gun Fox?
There you go.
That's cool.
Or he could just take her name,
Machine Gun Fox. That's not a bad name. Yeah. Well, good luck to him.
Well, thanks, Danny. Go. Thanks for sending me that music video.
You're welcome. Yeah,
that's really great. Mm-hmm. And again, I would just like to say this to Machine Gun Kelly. If you were able to steal her away from somebody, watch your back, bitch.
What is...
Are you issuing threats?
Wow. Are you trying to start like a rap war with him?
I've seen it happen. Watch
your back, bitch. At some point, someone's going to end up with somebody else.
Yeah, but stealing somebody...
We don't know what he did.
Well, the way Brian Austin put it out there, I mean, I believe Brian. Come on, he was on Beverly Hills 90210. I believe him.
Hashtag I believe Brian.
Hey, I didn't start this conversation, you pervert.
You're going to finish it.
We as two dudes wanted to talk about how hot Megyn Kelly is.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden.
Megan Fox.
That too.
Wow.
This show is completely accurate with all of its reporting, by the way, just so you know. Now, you will be so much more educated when you're done with this program.
We have gone down the road of Machine Gun Kelly's going to get hit.
Watch your back, bitch.
I'm going to send this clip to Machine Gun Kelly.
It's a cautionary tale because I have one friend that this happened to. And
one friend.
Remember I told you about the very awkward conversation I had because I hated both the couple and the husband, and they made me talk to him. So I said, all right, you want me to talk to you? Here we go.
But somebody's somebody's ex at any point.
Somebody is somebody's. Yes, but when you steal them away from somebody in a relationship like that.
But do we know if he stole her away or if she just decided, I'm done with him, and she quickly bounced on over to Machine Gun Kelly?
Well,
and why are we still having this conversation?
Because Brian Austin Green's podcast made it sound like this was like, well, I got to let you guys know what the hell's happening.
And we know BJ's on Team Brian. He's just announced it.
He subscribed and gave it 5 stars, his podcast.
I am not Team Brian.
Yep. David Silver for life.
Yeah. Just going to let you know, David Silver, man, don't cross him.
Wow.
Yeah. So someday there's going to be another Machine Gun Kelly. Somebody in 10 years, I predict, someone's going to steal her away from him.
Yep. Yeah. It's going to be Shotgun Jimmy.
Shotgun Jimmy.
Yeah.
Please use that as an alias.
That's my new rap name.
I would love it if it had somebody with the same name, you know, like Shotgun Jimmy. He's like, really? You're leaving me for Shotgun Jimmy?
Pellet Gun Peter.
Yeah. Okay, that's even better. Pellet Gun Peter. And she'll go, and you know why we call him Peter?
I'm Airsoft Rifle Ronnie.
There we go. These are all the folks that are going to steal Megan Fox away from Machine Gun Kelly.
Or Megan Kelly, for all we know.
Yeah, there we go.
Who knows now?
Yesterday, Steve, he got this wrong. As Sarah, she was struggling to fill in for Rev on this question.
During digestion, into what do all carbohydrates other than the fiber break down? Oh my gosh.
Fat?
No.
I don't even know the question.
That's fine. You got it wrong.
My gosh, she's judging me.
Yeah, she was.
That's fine. Don't stop guessing.
Don't even try. You don't know. You can't figure out this genius. The correct answer we were looking for was sugar. You want a shot at beating Steve? Will Rev have to go to the bathroom like he did yesterday? We'll see if he can make it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Pete Meigs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.